Robbie Minnick, the National Cotton Council's Vice President of Washington Operations, outlines the anticipated USDA and congressional priorities under the new administration.
The bill that contained several major provisions for agriculture, you know, it passed both the House and the Senate and then was signed into law by the president. And so, you know, now really just more focused on the new administration getting put in place so that they can get these programs implemented. I think the first priority is getting Brooke Rollins, who was nominated to be the Secretary of Agriculture, confirmed in the Senate and get her title to be Secretary Rollins. And I don't think that she'll have any issue being able to do that. Her meetings, from what we have heard in the Senate, have gone really well. She has great credentials and I think will be a great Secretary of Agriculture. Once she is in place and she gets a team in place under her, you know, I think for USDA, it's going to be, you know, implementing that economic assistance program, implementing the weather-related disaster program. But broader picture, I think both Congress and the administration is really going to be focused on tax and trade issues. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires this year, so Congress is going to spend a lot of time focused on renewing those tax provisions before they expire. And we're certainly going to be pushing Congress and the administration to all work together to get a farm bill done as early as possible so that it can be effective for the 2025 crop.